Raining.
I hear something up here. All right, today we're going to talk about calling. Because, well, our scripture talks about calling, but, not calling each other on the phone. Not that too many people actually use their phones to call each other anymore, but different calling. A calling on our lives. The calling that God places on each and every one of our lives, actually, is what we're going to get to. So what kinds of things come to mind when you think of the calling on people's lives? Calling to be a pastor. That seems like that's one of the first, or preacher, or some, calling to the ministry. Seems like that's one of the first things that comes to mind. But are there other callings on people's lives? Sure, what kind?
Be a mom.
Be a mom. All right. Anything else? The one I hadn't considered was, we're called to be good parents, right? What entails a calling? As God calls into our lives, and He does have a call on every one of our lives, it's not just calling into ministry. And as Christina mentioned, sometimes it's being called into parenthood, but sometimes you can be called into a profession. You can be called into academics. You can be called into athletics, the arts, anything else that starts with an A, and many, many, many other things, right? So all of these things, to truly, truly excel in any of those professions that we've been called into, God gives us things to help us thrive and be effective in these fields. He gives us gifts. He gives us talents. He gives us, the strength and to go and do these things. That's part of that calling as well. And why does He give us these gifts? Why does He give us these talents to be called into these fields, to be called into these ministries, to be called into parenthood, to be called in? Why does He give us these gifts to help us thrive in these fields? Ultimately, what is that all about? Ideas?
To be used for His glory.
In the arts? Academics? Wait a minute, those scientist guys are trying to prove Him wrong. There's a whole bunch out there that are trying to prove God is God, that God is real. Those guys are the guys that are using these God-given talents in their calling to glorify Him, to be part of that world, to be part of His body. Remember, when we walk through those front doors, we don't need to check our brains at the door. We're called to come and reason with each other. Called. We're going to be talking about that calling today. So something else I want you to think about in this calling is that purpose. That it is to glorify God. That we are meant to use them for His will and for His glory. But before we get to our scripture, I think we need to go back a little bit into our scripture from a couple weeks ago. At the end of Ephesians 3, we covered Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church, and also, for us, for our church, and for each one of us, right? And Paul was praying some big stuff for every single one of us here. He was praying for what? He was praying for strength in the Spirit. He was praying that we be rooted in love. Not only just rooted in love for the church, but love for each other and that fellowship for each other. He was praying that we be grounded and know that love of Jesus that surpasses knowledge. And he was also praying for God's presence in our lives. He was praying that that we be filled with the goodness of God. And then also, how did he pray these things? Because he was praying for God to give these things to the Ephesian church, the church, to us. The only way God knows how to give. And how is that? Abundantly, right? And there was that example of learning how to give like God, because, you know, it says give and then it'll be given to you. And how does God give? You know, he fills it up, he packs it down, he heaps it up on top. Matter of fact, it says, you know, make sure you get something that can catch the stuff that's falling off when he heaps it up. That's how God gives. And these are the things that Paul was praying for everyone, for believers everywhere. And that leads right into our scripture this morning, Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 1. He says, I therefore, because of these prayers that he's made, and then also the first three chapters that have set him up to this point. He's prepared you for this. It's been, hey, get ready for this. Now he's calling us to action. He says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord. Don't forget, he spent a lot of time in jail, right? It's a lot of time in prison, and he never let it get to him. And he's like, if I'm going to suffer for God, you know, just remember that could be out there. But he says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. You know, as he mentions calling in there, you know, a few times. Quite a few times. And we're going to focus on the urge, his urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. To walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Remember, Paul asked that God grant us big things. Strength and spirit. And it says that, I think we even talked about that too, that strength and spirit, if you've got the Spirit of God in you, then Jesus will be dwelling with you. And he didn't want that to waver. He wanted you to use it. That love for one another. He wanted you to use it. That love for Jesus. Use it. Goodness of God. Use it. This is a call to action. I urge you to walk in the manner. It's time to move. We've talked a lot of stuff about what you should be doing. Now I urge you to go and do it. To walk in that manner that you've been called into. Each and every one of us has a calling on our lives. God's granted you gifts. He's granted you talents. If you don't know what you've got, ask your neighbor. Ask your family. Ask somebody here to help point you. Because sometimes we're blind to our own talents, our own gifts, all those things that we take for granted. But God gives those to us for a reason. It's to use to His glory. So he gives us those talents. And God's economics, remember, are amazing. The return on investment is spectacular. You give a little and he gives heaped up back. But also, as you get, he expects a return on that investment as well. As he plants these seeds, these talents and these gifts, he expects a little return on that. We don't have to look any further than the Great Commission. What's the first word of the Great Commission? Go! Not, I don't want to get around. Go! Make disciples of all nations. Go out into the world. Go out into the community. Go out into other communities. Make disciples that make disciples. Teach them. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit. In other words, keep showing them, keep growing them, keep growing my church. Go. And use what I've given you in your lives to go. I urge you to walk in that manner, Paul says. that you be worthy of that calling because you have been called. If you're a believer of Jesus Christ and a follower of Christ, you have been called. You've been called into the ministry, every single one of us. Not everyone is going to stand up here and preach at you. Not everyone is going to go into the classrooms and teach at you. Hopefully we're not teaching at you and preaching at you. We're learning with you, right? Best way to learn is to teach, I'm telling you. Sometimes your gift is just giving of yourself. As Christina mentioned this morning, thank you for everyone that came to help yesterday. You gave of yourselves. Your time could have been somewhere else doing something else. You were here. Whether it was running hot chocolate, running hot water, handing out prizes to kids, handing out candy to kids, talking to moms and dads. That was just yesterday. He gives us all this stuff to be used for His kingdom and for His glory. And He wants us to use them. So we were supposed to go make disciples everywhere, baptize them, teach them, and show them everything that I've shown you and commanded you, He says. Keep spreading that word. Keep spreading me across everywhere you go. And if God's made a calling on your life, what does that say about what He thinks about you? Because we're talking about worthiness here too. He says, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy. And that's where people get hung up, I think, sometimes. They don't feel worthy. Do I have worth? Am I really worth anything to God or the kingdom? I don't feel worthy to be teaching these kids. I don't feel worthy to do these things that other people say they are doing. Or we struggle with that worth, that self-worth. So if God has made a calling on your life, what do you think that means of your worth? All I'm going to do is I'm going to draw back to our discussion on Wednesday night. Romans 5:8 was where I'm going to focus right now. Because in that, what did it say in Romans 5:8? Do you guys remember? When did Jesus die for us? She said it better than I did. While we were still sinners, God sent His Son to die for us, the church. Did He wait for us to clean our act up? Did He wait for us to get cleaned up or straighten up or even get our minds right with Him? No, because God went and did it first. And if God preemptively did this, what does that say about you? What does it say about what He thinks about you? Anybody? What does that say about the worth that God has for His creation? It's pretty powerful. Do you still feel worthless now? Because if you do, let's talk. Because He said, while you were still dirty, I cleaned you up. Wipe the slate clean. It's all out there for everyone to come and grab. But that's the part where people get hung up. It's the coming and grabbing that gift, taking that gift that's freely offered. And yeah, I know I have 1-7. We're not going to get through verse 1 today, just so you guys know. Because this is so powerful stuff, being worthy of that calling. He's made a call on every single one of us to come into His fellowship. So without being prepared or ready, God has already made a call on your life. And I want you to realize, too, that you may not feel prepared or you may not feel ready to step out. But He makes a way for that, too. Do you think Let's go through some of the guys in the Bible. Do you think Gideon felt very prepared for what God had called on his life? You know, say, you know, I want you to go out and defeat this Midianite army. I'm just like a farm guy. What are you talking about? Matter of fact, God, I'm going to test you. He tests him twice, and God, flying colors, right? And God says, well, you know, turnabout is fair play. I'm going to test you. And what do? He prepared him to defeat this entire army with 300 guys. What about David? He's the youngest of eight guys, eight brothers, youngest kid, shepherd boy, young dude. Raised him up to be the greatest king in Israel. We can go on and on. Moses didn't feel qualified, didn't feel worthy. There's that word again. Didn't feel able to go and communicate to Israel. He says, I'll give you your brother. Get going. We see it over and over and over. And we can use people right here for these examples as well. God prepares. God will find a way, make a way to prepare you. Yeah, sometimes it's trial by fire. But that fire of God's fire is cleansing. That crucible, that's such a powerful word. Getting rid of all the impurities in your life. God says, okay, I'll take care of that. Because it's not something you can do on your own. Now you're worthy. Follow me. My call, my will, follow that too. Jesus in the garden, not my will, but yours. Dad, I don't like where we're going, but if this is your plan, help me through it. Your will be done. So what's he going to do in your life? It might not be great and powerful things like we read in the Bible. It might. There's probably some big names out that you can think of right now that of calls on people's lives. Billy Graham comes to mind, you know. Did great things with this guy that we can all put a face to, that we've all heard with our own ears, you know. But not all of us are going to be called into that big of a thing. But sometimes you're called to be a parent. And when we've got that call to raise up our children, how are we supposed to raise up our children? In Him. In the Spirit. Are we called to raise those kids by ourselves? No. Pam, do you have a part in raising my kids? You better nod your head. Yeah. Yes! All of you do. As examples, as caregivers, just caring for these kids and raising them up, teaching a kid about God, if you don't think that's a very big deal, you're wrong. Teaching adults about God, if you don't think that's a big deal, you're wrong. If you're teaching anybody something about God, you're planting seeds, you're nurturing what's already there. Walk in a manner worthy of your calling. And it's not all just about teaching. Sometimes it's serving. Helping people. I don't feel called to teach. Then I've been called to help. Then help. And realize that when you're helping, that you're showing His glory. Be worthy of that calling. God's made it on our lives. Hope you realize that you do have a calling from God. That you do have worth in His eyes. And that He will prepare you for that calling. And there's one more calling I want you all to realize that is on every single person, God's creation. And that's that calling to salvation. Because He's called us to that as well. He's called everyone to this. I want you to picture God like standing up on a mountaintop and just going, come back to me. Come back to me. I want you back. I've made a way. I've cleared the path. The stumbling blocks are gone. Come home. We all have that, have had that call in our lives. We still have it on our lives. A lot of people haven't heard that call. They don't know about that call. And that's why he's got people like us that need to go out into the world and say, this call's been made on your life too. And that's probably the most worthy of being called into, is spreading that calling to others. Say, by the way, God's called you back too. He wants you back. Let's start there. Let's walk together in this process. And that call's gone out to all creation. Now, I hope that everyone here has answered that call, but like I said, there's so much out there, so many people that need to hear that. And we get back to the commission of just go. Go and share that. Go realize that you are worthy, that you do have a calling. Walk like it, like you know it. And while you're walking, go and make those disciples. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your help, for your Spirit. We thank you so much for leading us and guiding us and putting people in our lives. And that reminder also that we have a calling on our lives to go out into the world, to go out into our community, to go out into our families and our friends and share that calling with them, that calling into your family, that calling into your salvation. That calling to share you. Seems like it gets harder and harder all the time to share you in a world that doesn't want to know you. But there's people out there, help us remember that. There's people out there that do want to know you. And they definitely need you. And we all have a part in your grand plan of building your kingdom. And that simplest form is sharing you with others. So Father, as we step out in faith, we ask your help in this. Give us that spiritual backbone to go out and make those opportunities happen. To go out and see those doors that you've opened for us. To place ourselves at your altar and just offer ourselves up for your glory. Our service, our very being, our spirit, for your kingdom, for your glory. Thank you for the reminder that we are worthy. Help us walk like we know that we're worthy of the calling you've placed on our lives. Father, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for your Son who made that way to you possible. Help others hear that calling on their lives. And we pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.